the humanitarian appeal is strategized for 3 years. For next year, we are asking for $1.3 billion to help implement the humanitarian programs that we have planned.
This consolidated appeal is targeting to assist how many Somalis?
For the first year, 2013, we plan to reach and help 3.8 million Somalis in need.
Are they all inside Somalia or including those who are displaced to neighboring countries?
No, these are people who are inside Somalia. As we know, there's approximately 1 million Somalis who are outside as refugees, but the 3.8 million is for the people who are living inside Somalia.
What do you foresee as the immediate needs for people in Somalia next year?
There continues to be immediate, urgent humanitarian needs in terms of life-saving activities. That is covered by the plan. What is new or an addition is that we are looking also more at programming that is to build up the resilience to future shocks so that hopefully we can get out of this vicious circle that we have seen over the past 20 years with recurrent crises, conflict, droughts, famine, and so on.
One of the major issues facing Somalia is the recurrent drought that causes very huge displacement. How is the UN going to address this issue next year?
One of the reasons why we want to do it on a three-year basis, as a three-year strategy, is exactly because building up resilience to things such as drought, it takes time. It takes more than the quick, urgent, life-saving response. It takes time to look ahead, build up the resilience of the communities in Somalia so that hopefully they will be much better prepared when the next drought comes, and it will come.
What about in terms of displacements? What are some of the contingencies that the UN wants to put in place?
Well, displacement is still a major issue in Somalia. We are still implementing humanitarian projects and programs for those who continue to be displaced. As in any other situation with displacement, the key goal is to have people return to their places of origin or to settle down in places where they can do so voluntarily.
This consolidated appeal for next year is being launched in Mogadishu. Is this an indication the UN has confidence security is improving in Somalia?
Well, the UN humanitarian agents who have been in Somalia for the past 2 decades, we've been there every year. We have been there throughout. Just because there has been, you know, widespread insecurity and active fighting does not mean that humanitarian agencies leave. We have been there all along. Now, that we are launching it in Mogadishu today is, we hope, symbolic of the improved security situation. And yes, we do believe that we can implement this program and this plan over the coming 3 years.